local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola right now.
And we welcome you to hour number three on this 4th of July Independence Day holiday. Joe and Austin hanging out with you. Thanks so much for tuning in and making us at least a part of your July 4th. Hope you're staying safe, having a lot of fun with friends and family. Fireworks to look forward to, some patriotic tunes, of course, and just some good eating as well. Austin, you have big plans for later on? Or you're pretty much stuck here, aren't you?
Yeah, my evening's booked, my friend.
Yeah.
But no, I mean...
Well, somebody has to keep us on the air, and that's you, so...
That is true, yes. I will say... It's not interfering with much.
Yeah.
I mean, because that's the thing. Like,
to the surprise of no one.
My family, we used to do fireworks. We really don't anymore. My parents are, getting up in age. They're not old, but they're older.
Yeah.
And we've got, like, as I've said on air multiple times, we've got cats indoors. We got cats outdoors. We don't want to scare them off any more than the neighbors are going to. So, I was probably just going to chill for the most part, maybe see some fireworks in the neighborhood, but that's about it.
Well, Austin will be ensuring everything is good from a production standpoint, because when we're off the air, we've got a 30-minute reprieve before we are airing the Pensacola Symphony Orchestra, a patriotic concert that will lead in to the fireworks starting at 9 o'clock, which you can hear on news radio as well as Cat Country 98.7. If you're going to the fireworks, the downtown Pensacola fireworks, the music is synced up with Cat Country and news radio. So if you bring a radio, you'll be able to listen live, as it were, to the music, because it is synced up to the fireworks display. So little added incentive there to listen to the radio tonight. So Austin will be the one making sure everything goes off without a hitch. And if it doesn't, then all hate mail can go to him.
Yes.
Excuse me. After we're done, my a couple from our church, they will a group of mobile homes that they rent out or operate. It's kind of a neighborhood, but they have a nice big lot and yard where they will set up a fireworks display. So they invite, church members, everybody in the church to come out. If, you don't want to go downtown or necessarily deal with bigger crowds, it's a smaller show, but it's good to hang out with people that you know. And right. So I'll meet my wife and little one there, and then we'll, have some fun. Hopefully enjoy some fireworks. We are not sure how Miha will react.
Oh, geez.
So it could be a very quick fireworks display.
Well, but what has she, like, what behavior has she exhibited to loud noises before? I mean, those fireworks,
you know, that's interesting. Loud noises, not so much. She did not seem to really be affected that much by the fireworks that were going off over our head. She is scared of Alexa. When I say, hey, Alexa, and if she's not around one of us, she will quickly scamper over. It was the cutest thing. It was like 2 days ago where I was standing in our kitchen, and she was kind of midway between Alexa and me. As soon as I said Alexa, I said, hey, Alexa, and I'm probably setting off somebody's right now. Yeah, there's one right behind me.
I was about to say, I hear a voice talking now.
Yeah, so Alexa, be quiet. As I say that, she kind of has like a, and she jaunts her way over to me and just wraps herself around my leg.
Aww.
And just, because we use it. Yeah, I mean, we use it to turn on some lights. We have like kind of like a little smart home system that came when we got the house.
Gotcha.
So. She's a little skittish with that, but typically, I mean, she really is a go with the flow type of baby. So maybe she'll be okay with just knowing that she is safe and secure. If I'm holding her tight and maybe just kind of, calming her down and saying, look at the lights and just all the baby noises and voices that I do.
It always soothes
maybe
me
she'll
when
be
you
okay.
talk like that to
That's
me.
Right. So, that's right. Yeah, yes. Maybe. So we'll see how that goes, but All cards are on the table, and we don't know which one's getting flipped over. We'll get our top three stories and local headlines after traffic and weather.
Alrighty, this traffic and weather update is brought to you by Allstate. Some people just know that the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate, not one based on anyone else. You can visit allstate.com or call for a quote today. Man, I don't know if I'm catching what you got or what. I've had to clear my throat several times in this segment. Anyway, let's see. We've still got some backups on Pensacola Beach. This is if you're trying to get on or off of the beach. We also have similar on Navarre Beach, but it's not nearly as severe. You're only going to see problems over there if you're trying to get on. Outside of that, though, there doesn't appear to be too much going on here.
All right. Weather looks pretty good as far as the fireworks go. 86 degrees right now, mostly cloudy. Heat index coming down a little bit as well, showing 90 degrees. We do have scattered rain popping up here, but again, that's not going to be much to speak of. Thunderstorms likely tomorrow, high of 92, 70% chance of thunderstorms. 618 here, a couple of local headlines really quickly. Family members remembering Myra Bell, mother, aunt, and grandmother, not just to her family, but to her entire neighborhood.
She was just open arms. Anything, bring it to me. Put it on my lap. I'm going to take care of it for you. Don't you worry about it. I got it. And all the kids love Auntie Mara.
Myra Hayes' great niece, Tanelle, visited with Channel 3. This after Hayes died from her injuries after she was shot in the neck during a drive-by shooting on Aris Boulevard last Monday. Two suspects, 19-year-olds Terrence Gross and Jaquaris Etheridge, now charged with first-degree premeditated murder. A GoFundMe set up to help the two young teens that Myra was helping to raise. Also, Blue Angels, of course, gearing up for next week's Pensacola Beach Pensacola Beach Air Show, not the homecoming air show. Number five was briefly taken out of commission last weekend in Traverse City, Michigan. According to Up North Live, the jet was damaged after it was struck a seagull during the show. So team members, teammates doing what teammates do, helping out. So the C-130 pilots and Fat Albert flew all the way back home to NAS Pensacola to get parts for repairs and then flew back. Both Fat Albert and the number five jet were able to get back up into the show performance on Sunday. So good display of teamwork there. And, of course, a lot more to come with the Blue Angels this coming week. 620 State and National News coming up next on Pensacola Right Now.
Attention homeowners, are you thinking about selling your house? In this market, you need a professional, someone who understands how to get you the best price. You need a realtor who will help you protect your equity and protect your family's future. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty are the agents I trust. I've seen what she can do, and it's very impressive. She does so much more than just put a sign in the ground. She markets your home so that you can get the most money for it. In fact, if she doesn't sell your home in 30 days, she won't charge you a penny. Ask anyone else if they'll make that promise. Christina can make that offer because she spends tens of thousands of dollars marketing her listings and generating demand. And if you need to sell right away, Christina's got a list of investors who will buy your house for all cash. You've got nothing to lose. It's absolutely free to find out what Christina can do for you. Give her a call today, 850-723-9158. That's 850-723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty.
Our daughter, Jessie, loves playing detective.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective, too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
But it was actually our old detergent. So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle.
Tide Free and Gentle has no dyes or perfumes, so it's gentle on her skin.
If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Free and Gentle. This back-to-school season, Tide and Downy are giving back with $1.5 million in scholarships. Enter to win. No purchase necessary. US/DC 17+. End September 30th. Rules. Tide.com/scholarship/official rules.
News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 and Pensacola State College is proud to air the Pensacola Symphony Orchestra's Symphony Sparks and Stars, Thursday, July 4th. Heard live at the Hunter Amphitheater at Community Maritime Park. This free outdoor concert presented by Peter Mugier will honor the United States Armed Forces and feature a mix of patriotic music and popular favorites. The symphony starts at 7:30 and ends at 9 with the 4th of July fireworks and can be heard on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. New South Window knows how unpredictable coastal weather can be. And that's why our windows and doors are designed to take on severe hurricanes and the most intense heat. They're built and installed by us, meaning better value and a lifetime guarantee for you. Give your family security that lasts a lifetime. And get New South proud.
Buy two of our products and get the third free. Visit NewSouthWindow.com.
Stop by their Pensacola showroom to see their products in action.
On September 11th, 2001, an operations officer placed a call asking if a crew could be ready to fly. U.S. Naval Aviator Aaron Dimmock answered that call. Working largely in silence, Dimmock defended America. Now he's ready to answer the call yet again. Pro-Trump conservative Aaron Dimmock for Congress. Florida Patriots PAC, paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. FloridaPatriotsPAC.com.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. Talk quite a bit about it being the 4th of July, Independence Day, which meant, of course, sharing Terry from the fireworks warning. Also talking with Mike Wood about fireworks safety and the 4th of July, but also reading the Declaration of Independence and the famous speech, Give Me Liberty or Give Me Death, by Patrick Henry, and talking about what makes America so great. Our frivolous topic literally was what makes America so great. So you can listen to all of those discussions or hear those speeches read at newsradio923.com on the podcast page.
News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Informative, local, dependable.
It was 1989, my thoughts were short, my hair was long. Caught somewhere between a boy and man.
This is one of those songs that it's not directly American, but, you know, it's just got a tune that's typically associated with, like, a summer, right? And Kid Rock is, like, a patriot, whether you agree with him or not.
By the way, I came across this question on social media.
All right.
Can you be considered a legitimate American if, when growing up, your mom did not force you to wear and take pictures in an Old Navy 4th of July t-shirt? Did your mom ever do that?
Forced me to be in a...
So, you know how, like, every year, Old Navy, you know what Old Navy is?
Yeah.
They have the patriotic t-shirts, right? And every year, family members will, moms will buy them, and one for each family member, kids, spouse, and then that's the 4th of July getup. That's the what they go to the fireworks in, that's what they go to the parades in. So I know I did, my mom did that for a few years when we were growing up. It doesn't sound like yours did.
Not that specifically.
The question
no.
is, like, could you? Can you be considered a true American if you did not participate in that ritual?
I guess if so, I'm not a real American then.
That's what I'm hearing.
Because I didn't do anything like that. Like, I mean, I had, like, obviously American flag apparel and stuff, and I'm sure there's photos of me in it, but my parents never said, all right, here's a particular brand of shirt.
The Old Navy shirt.
Yeah, yes. And you're going to take a photo of it. Like, no, or in it, rather.
Okay.
No, I was never strong-armed into that.
All right.
My patriotism was genuine. Okay. I was not coerced.
It was not forced. Okay, very good. Any traffic concerns for folks getting downtown or over to Milton for fireworks displays?
I'm not seeing much of any congestion downtown. This is either in Pensacola or Milton, at least not currently. However, we do have some backups, as we have so far this evening, trying to get on and off of Pensacola Beach and trying to get on and off of Navarre Beach as well. Some pretty moderate congestion in that area. But outside of that, no, nothing too severe at this moment.
All right, very good. Weather-wise, looking pretty good as well. Mostly cloudy, 83 heat index. Coming down as well, 90. Partly cloudy tomorrow. Mix of sun and clouds with a 70% chance of thunderstorms. High of 92. Heat index will be warmer there. Heat advisory will once again be in effect. Quick rundown here of some state and national news. a new national poll out of Florida shows a split among Democratic voters on whether President Biden should remain in the race for re-election. It was done by Florida Atlantic and says nearly half, 45%, think Biden should be replaced with another Democrat, with 40% supporting Biden as the nominee.
Yeah, you can't have stats like that coming out, because we've talked about the divisiveness of the Democratic Party on this issue so far, and that's just that's too rough. A federal health care rule will not take effect in Florida, at least for now. A Tampa-based U.S. district judge approved a preliminary injunction yesterday that will prevent the policy, which was set to be applied tomorrow, from impacting the state. The rule was designed to help implement a law that prevents discrimination based on sex in federally funded health care programs. Florida filed a lawsuit against the order shortly after it was finalized earlier this year, saying that it would threaten state funding.
A Florida woman is celebrating a legal win against Publix. A jury recently awarded Heidi Jordan $4 million after she filed a negligence lawsuit in connection to her visit to a Lake County location nearly 4 years ago. Jordan claims she slipped on water in the produce section, causing her to suffer major injuries. Her attorneys, Morgan and Morgan, say that their client had to go through years of physical therapy and medical treatments. Publix did admit to negligence before the trial, but they ultimately challenged the validity of the victim's injuries. Austin, what's happening in national headlines?
Well, we got closing arguments beginning Monday in the Bob Menendez corruption trial, with New Jersey's senior senator deciding not to take the witness stand in his own defense. The veteran Democrat projected confidence outside the Manhattan courthouse Wednesday, where his trial has gone on for 2 months. Menendez told reporters that, from his perspective, the government has failed to prove every aspect of its case. Menendez is charged with accepting hundreds of thousands of dollars in cash and even gold bars to help New Jersey businessmen secure deals with Egypt and Qatar, and in one case, stop a criminal investigation.
California is going to be introducing fentanyl education. A new state law signed this week requires school districts and charter and private schools to offer a course about fentanyl. Assemblymember David Alvarez introduced the bill.
Young people need to be aware that just because they think that some substance that they might be taking, maybe an alternative drug that's not labeled as fentanyl, doesn't mean it doesn't have it.
The curriculum would include information on the risks of addiction and overdose from fentanyl, how to obtain strips to test for it, and how to save people who've overdosed by using naloxone or Narcan. Not often that I look at things that come out of the state of California and think, yeah, you know what, I think that's a great idea, but I think that would be on the short list.
No, that's, I mean, because we've been hearing about fentanyl, and it's like, yeah, you wish that type of curriculum wasn't necessary,
right.
But it is. I mean, it's that simple. I don't know. I will say it's Florida. Hasn't that been another state that's really been impacted by fentanyl usage?
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, I know it's everywhere. Yeah,
I was about to say, I know it's nationwide, but Florida, I mean, that's been a big hitter, just like California as well. 6:30 here, Fox News coming up, followed by Your Money Now and CBS Sports Minute. When we return, some sports headlines of our own. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now.
I'm Tom Graham. President Biden marking the 4th of July, hosting U.S. service members at the White House.
You represent only 1%, not quite 1% of the American population, but you keep 99% of the rest of the population safe.
Speaking on the South Lawn, the White House has been doing damage control and attempting to assure Democrats President Biden is fit to be the party's nominee after last week's troubled debate. Fire crews in Northern California making progress, battling a wildfire, but extreme heat not helping.
The blaze, which ignited Tuesday about 70 miles north of Sacramento, destroying multiple structures and leading to tens of thousands of evacuations over the holiday week. With more than a dozen fires burning across California, officials fear ongoing hot weather could further dry out vegetation, allowing them to spread.
It's Fox's Kristen Goodwin in Los Angeles. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Some people could find themselves wrangling with summer travel bills well after Labor Day. More than one-third of summer vacationers say they are willing to take on debt to pay for travel. That is according to a March 2024 report from Bankrate. About a quarter said they intend to use a credit card and to pay for the vacation over multiple billing cycles. Millennials and Generation Z are the demographic most likely to go into debt for travel and other experiences. The FDA has approved Eli Lilly's Alzheimer drug, donanemab, expanding the limited treatment options for the mind-wasting disease. This treatment is not a cure, but instead is meant to slow the progress of the disease. The agency has approved the treatment, which will be sold under the brand name Kisunla for adults in early stages of the illness. Nearly 7 million Americans have the condition, and it is the fifth leading cause of death for adults over 65. The stock market is closed for the holiday today and will reopen tomorrow. That's your money now.
This is Mark Melusis with a Sports Minute. The NHL offseason already underway. The draft free agency for Rangers president GM Chris Drury. It has been a quiet start. The Rangers won 55 games during the regular season and a President's Trophy, but failed to get past the Eastern Conference Final. It is a salary cap world, and he has so far failed to move captain defenseman Jacob Trouba and his $8 million salary. There is certainly work to do. I'm Mark Melusis.
Around here at Wrangler, we are all excited for spring. The longer days, the warmer nights. When you've got your pick of shorts and jeans, either works just fine. Blue skies, open roads. Wrangler, for the ride of life.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Around here at Wrangler, we are all excited for spring. The longer days, the warmer nights. When you've got your pick of shorts and jeans, either works just fine. Blue skies, open roads. Wrangler, for the ride of life.
Hey, Dave Ramsey here. You've heard me talk about one car dealership in Pensacola. Frontier Motors at 230 Beverly Parkway. Folks, new cars lose 11% of their value the second you drive them off the lot. So for years, Frontier Motors has been saving Pensacola residents thousands of dollars by getting them into the best previously owned vehicles. And thousands of people have enjoyed Frontier Motors' no hassle, no pressure experience. Just the best slightly used vehicles in town at a fair price. But don't take my word for it. Look around and you'll start noticing all the Frontier Motors decals and tags. They're everywhere. So, if you're in the market for a vehicle, do yourself a favor and see the friendly folks and the huge inventory at Frontier Motors. You can't miss them. Just look for the big buffalo on the lot. That's Frontier Motors at 230 Beverly Parkway. And don't forget to tell them Dave Ramsey said hey.
Here in Pensacola, we love our Blue Angels, and we'll get to watch their spectacular performance at the Pensacola Beach Air Shows in July. But how much do you know about the fascinating history of the Blue Angels? Did you know the original name of the team was the Blue Lancers? Did you know that the Blue Angels shot down Japanese Zeros during air shows? Did you know that Fat Albert once saved lives by preventing a plane crash at sea? Take to the skies and learn these interesting stories, plus lots more, as News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 presents The History of the Blue Angels, every weekday morning at 8:15 and afternoons at 4:15 through the 12th of July. This special broadcast is presented by Naval Aviation Museum Foundation. It's The History of the Blue Angels, every weekday morning at 8:15 and afternoons at 4:15. On News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
Ready for intelligent and thought-provoking conversation? Tune in to The Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola. Weekdays from 2 till 4 p.m. on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Guy Benson, the brilliant and charismatic host, brings you a fresh perspective on the biggest stories of the day. Guy keeps you engaged and informed. Don't miss out on the intellectual thrill ride. Tune in to The Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola from 2 till 4 p.m. It's the show that'll challenge your thinking and leave you wanting more on News Radio Pensacola.
I just wanted you to know that I believe in you and you don't need to worry about me.
Call when you can. Write to us. Love you. Bye.
We pray for you every day. Keep safe, and we love you very much. Can't wait to see you again. Bye.
I'm just trying to be a father, raise a daughter and a son, be a lover to their mother, everything to everyone. Up and at 'em bright and early, I'm all business in my suit. Yeah, I'm dressed up for success, from my head down to my boots. I don't do it for the money, there's bills that I can't pay.
We really miss you a lot, and we hope you come home soon.
Hey guys, this is Tom.
I don't think I have to explain why that one's American. Anyway, and Toby Keith there. That's the that's actually the second Toby Keith song we've had on today. Or no. Yes, it is. Because we had Courtesy of Red, White, and Blue, right, at the beginning?
I believe so.
I think.
I don't keep a notepad of...
You asked me. Yeah. You asked me to play the Ray Charles one earlier, and I think I removed Born in the USA because I already had that one ready to go. So, okay. I think that was it. Either way, whatever. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola. Just a little bit past 6:35 here. We'll get another very quick check of the roads and weather. Still got some backups developing. This is going to be in downtown Milton if you're traveling, whether it be eastbound, traveling from downtown Milton over Blackwater River, or traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton. Just some minor backups going both ways there. And then we still got some pretty heavy backups getting on and off of both Pensacola Beach and Navarre Beach. Outside of those few spots, though, it's been a pretty smooth sailing evening.
Yeah, and weather-wise, more of the same. Mostly cloudy skies. Not going to be much rain. Concerns in the forecast for the fireworks here later on tonight. Sitting at about 83 degrees right now. Heat index right around 90. That should continue to drop, of course. 78 for a low. Mostly cloudy with some sun mixed in tomorrow. 70% chance of thunderstorms with a high of 92 on Friday. Austin?
All righty. Well, let's see. Looking at some sports headlines here, so we've got some MLB local representation. Criminally, there is nothing nationally televised in the MLB on July 4th, but we do have a few of the relatively local teams playing here. The Marlins did fall to the Red Sox earlier today, 6-5 in 12 innings. That was a bummer. Also, just about 15-20 minutes ago, we had the Giants and Braves get underway, and the Braves are off to a hot start. In the top of the second, they're already up 2-0 there. And then it's going to be Rays at Royals at 7-10, so be on the lookout for that, I suppose. Speaking of the MLB, it's announced its starters for the 2024 All-Star Game. Three members of the Phillies infield have been selected to play. Bryce Harper, Trey Turner, and Alec Boehm are all slated to start. The New York Yankees, Houston Astros, Cleveland Guardians, Baltimore Orioles, Milwaukee Brewers, and San Diego Padres each had two starters chosen to represent their teams. Joining the three Phillies on a National League team will be William Contreras, Ketel Marte, Shohei Ohtani, Jurickson Profar, Fernando Tatis Jr., and Christian Yelich. The American League squad starters are Yordan Alvarez, Vladimir Guerrero Jr., Gunnar Henderson, Aaron Judge, Stephen Kwan, Jose Ramirez, love me some Jose Ramirez, Adley Rutschman, and Juan Soto. Yeah, reserves will be announced on Sunday. The game will be played on July 16th in Arlington, Texas.
Yeah, and the Guardians got the win today.
Yes, they did over and, the White Sox.
White Sox. Yep.
It was White Sox. Oh, okay. I knew they lost. I couldn't remember. I'm like, wait, did we beat them or not?
Yeah.
And yes, your Cubs won. You got that Cubs cap on, wearing it proudly.
Red, white, and blue, baby.
There you go. Yeah. I could not be less patriotic right now. I got a college baseball shirt
all
on.
All black.
Yes, but I am dressed for a funeral. But no, I mean, I've got college baseball. It was once America's pastime. Baseball was, so. I guess I'm sharing some spirit, but I don't know. I guess that's all we got for me. NFL headlines here, just one quickly. Good news for Cowboys fans, America's team. Star quarterback Dak Prescott is out for he's out of his walking boot. Concerns came after Prescott was seen in a photo wearing the boot while on vacation. Neither the exact time of the photo nor the cause of the injury has yet been confirmed, but it appears he'll be good to go for their first training camp practice in a few weeks. And then we've got, let's see, Wimbledon, day four. On the men's side, Novak Djokovic defeated Jacob Fernley in four sets. American 14 seed Ben Shelton won in five sets to advance to round three. On the women's side, American 12 seed Madison Keys advanced to the third round after winning in straight sets, while American 5 seed Jessica Pegula lost in three sets. So some good and bad news for the U.S. of A there. And then lastly here, the Golden State Warriors signing Buddy Hield. It was a sign and trade with the Philadelphia 76ers. The 31-year-old Hield was sent to Golden State, where he is guaranteed $21 million over 2 years, and he averaged just over 12 points a game in Philly last season.
All right. 6:42 here in News Radio Pensacola. Taking a look at some health, business, and science notes, pop culture as well. A rocket carrying nanosatellites headed to space. The Firefly Alpha mission had been pushed back twice this week, finally lifting off last night from Vandenberg Space Force Base in California. The Noise of Summer mission is carrying dozens of small handheld satellites called CubeSats that will conduct scientific research in low Earth orbit.
All right, very nice. And Airbnb is trying to keep wild 4th of July parties from being booked through its website. Michael Kastner has more on that.
The company's cracking down on unauthorized parties for the holiday, saying it's eyeing one-night and two-night reservations as potential problems. Airbnb says it's reached out to numerous law enforcement agencies across the country to help quell any massive parties that could break out and cause issues. I'm Michael Kastner.
All right, and some pop culture notes today. So, of course, with today being the Independence Day holiday, July 4th, that means Nathan's famous hot dog eating contest took place earlier today on Coney Island. The winner, Patrick Bertoletti, 39-year-old from Illinois, ate 58 hot dogs and buns in 10 minutes in front of the standing room-only crowd. Second place, 53, and third, 52. This is noteworthy because, of course, there was no Joey Chestnut in the field this year.
Quite a difference.
He had an issue with some sort of sponsor, right? He's sponsoring, what's the whole? Impossible Food, yep. So Nathan said, hey, you can't participate. And I go, okay. So Joey Chestnut goes to Fort Bliss, Texas, yes, and has a five-minute eating competition with members of the Army there. So good display of patriotism there from Joey Chestnut. Hey, can't do Nathan's? All right, I'll stage my own. So, like we said, the winner of the Nathan's hot dog contest downed 58.
Yes.
In 10 minutes. In 5 minutes, Joey Chestnut downed 57.
Yeah.
So, and again, like we talked about earlier today, the 58 hot dogs that were eaten and won the Nathan's contest today would not have beaten any of Joey Chestnut's totals from 2011 to 2023. So when it comes to the title that Patrick Bertoletti has, nothing against him. But yes, there is an asterisk on this bigger than Barry Bonds' home run career record.
Yes, definitely bigger. I mean, I'm sorry, but there is just, as I said, we say it about all sports, and this one is no exception. Patrick Bertoletti, he played who's in front of him. It ain't his fault.
That's the course that he had.
Yeah, it's not his fault that he was the best amongst who was there and that the greatest of all time just so happened to not be present. But you just can't ignore all those numbers, all that consistency. It's just too different of a level. So, yeah, Patrick, you're going to have that haunting your legacy when you hang it up. All right. 6:45 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Still got those backups trying to get on and off of the beaches, both Pensacola and Navarre, but there doesn't appear to be too much going on outside of that. I was looking at some downtown traffic, both Pensacola and Milton, but both of those areas are looking pretty docile at the moment.
All right. And weather, cloudy tonight. Right now sitting at 83 degrees with a heat index of 90. Thunderstorm chances pretty low tonight. They'll be much higher tomorrow, around 70% chance with a mix of sun and clouds and a high of 92. Another heat advisory in effect for Friday. Movies this week, we've got Despicable Me 4. Yesterday, bringing in $27 million. Of course, it's got a big advantage of a five-day holiday weekend. Projected to make $120 million over the 5 days. Expected to get around $200 million by Sunday globally. Also, A24's Maxine is projected to finish somewhere in the single-digit millions after it opens on Friday.
And Sean Diddy Combs is facing new allegations of sexual assault and sex trafficking. On Wednesday, a woman named Adria English filed a lawsuit against a disgraced rapper, claiming that he groomed her into sex trafficking and that she was assaulted as a result. English claims that Diddy initially hired her to work at parties as a go-go dancer, but eventually she was forced to have sex with multiple men. Not good there.
Yeah, not good.
I will say, since we've got a couple of minutes to work here, to work with here, do you have Fox News on in your studio?
Yes.
Okay, I don't know how much attention you were paying to it, but towards the beginning of our show this evening, The Five was on, and they were doing some trivia questions about America.
Okay.
And I jotted down the questions and
answers. I like it.
All right, so Air Force One, the movie with Harrison Ford.
Yes.
What year did it come out?
Ooh.
Now, a few of these have multiple choice, but I want to give you an opportunity to get it without multiple choice before I give you
I'm going to say like 1997.
You nailed it. 1997.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, your options were going to be 97, 90, or 01. I got that one right when I first saw it. First U.S. state. What was it? I got this wrong. It does ring a bell, though, when I saw the correct answer.
Okay, well, it's one of the 13 colonies.
Yep.
I just have to pick which of the 13 colonies.
And I've got three of them here for you to choose from if you need it. New York, Virginia, or Delaware?
Delaware.
Yep, Delaware was the first one. And then I had this question for you, but you beat me to it. It was, what was the record for most hot dogs eaten in a Nathan's hot dog eating contest?
Oh, I think it was like 71.
It was 76.
Okay.
It's Joey Chestnut's record in the story we just read.
It was last year, right? Or was it 2 years ago?
Ooh, I'm not sure when he broke.
Okay.
Now the contestants becoming the questionnaire.
Yeah.
I will say this one, though. This one does not have multiple choice, but you should get it. What is the longest road in the U.S.?
Route 66?
Yep, absolutely.
Okay.
Man, look at you. Look at you with your American history. You are a true patriot. Those Navy Federal photo shoots are paying off. Old Navy, not Navy Federal. What am I talking about?
I was like, okay.
Old Navy. Yeah.
Yeah.
I almost made that mistake earlier, talk about the Old Navy thing. I almost said Navy Fed, and I'm like, why am I
Well, I don't know. good stuff there. That's fine. I love me some good trivia there. Let's see. 6:50, we'll take a break on that note, wrapping up with some lighter stuff and some more July 4th knowledge that you need to know before you head to your fireworks parties tonight.
Yeah, an absolute need to know.
Is your home your dream home? Or does it at least have the potential to be your dream home? Maybe you need to make a change. Maybe you just need new appliances. If that's the case, you need to check out Topps Appliance in Milton. Locally owned and operated, Topps Appliance has just what you need to turn your home into your dream home. Top-of-the-line freezers, refrigerators, dishwashers, stoves, plus washer and dryer combos. Topps Appliance carries the name brands that you know and trust, including GE, Hotpoint, Speed Queen, and so much more. And they have a full installation and service department, something the big box stores just don't offer. They also keep most items in stock so you can take it home today. Turn your ordinary home into your dream home with an appliance upgrade from Topps Appliance. Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
2017. Congressman Matt Gaetz forms a close friendship with future convicted sex trafficker Joel Greenberg, who says they had a unique synergy. Greenberg reportedly uses a sugar daddy app to find college girls and pays for sex on the congressman's behalf. That's a close friendship with the real Matt Gaetz. Florida Patriots PAC paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. FloridaPatriotsPAC.com.
Whether you want to start your education or advance your career, Pensacola State College is the place for you. Join the 92% of PSC students who graduate loan-free and select from over 100 programs ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees. In addition, Pensacola State has over 300 scholarships to choose from, including cybersecurity. Registration for fall semester is now open. Go to PensacolaState.edu. That's PensacolaState.edu.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. Talked quite a bit about it being the 4th of July, Independence Day, which meant, of course, sharing Terry from the fireworks warning. Also talking with Mike Wood about fireworks safety on the 4th of July, but also reading the Declaration of Independence and the famous speech, Give Me Liberty or Give Me Death, by Patrick Henry, and talking about what makes America so great. Our frivolous topic literally was what makes America so great. So you can listen to all of those discussions or hear those speeches read at newsradio923.com on the podcast page.
Local experts share their expertise on the Pensacola Expert Panel. It's Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Hey,
I was about to say, this one's tough.
Hold on a second now, because I thought we had an understanding.
What's the understanding?
Of what we were going to do.
Oh, you know what? That's a good point. You know what?
I'll tell you what.
I completely forgot. You know, it's funny because News Radio's own Bobby Rossi came into the station. You saw that. He came into my studio earlier and we were talking. And while we were talking, after he was done and he walked out, I'm like, was there something with bumper music I was supposed to remember? But then I noticed you didn't text me anything, so I'm like, I guess not.
Nope.
Yeah, you're right.
We hashed it out on the air.
I messed up.
Tell you what, though. I don't know if there's a way to do this, if it's like automated or not, but
are you asking
you
if I can pull it up?
Sign it off. We can sign off with that. How about that?
Yeah. I think I can do that. Yeah.
I just want to hear it. I'm just being selfish right now.
Yeah, hold on. Let me see if
there, while if you're doing to that, do while you're looking up, I'm just in a trivia mode now.
Okay.
And so I've come up with some July 4th trivia questions for you. Now, these will be a little bit more challenging, but I know you're a big history guy.
Okay.
Which American president was born on July 4th?
Oh, geez. Oh, gosh. Can you give me like a range of presidents?
I will give you a birth year.
Oh, okay. That'll
1872.
1872. Golly. All right.
So you figure that by the time he's president, it's probably what, like 20s, 30s range?
Yeah, yeah. Okay, who was president there? Woodrow Wilson was 28th. I don't think he was born on July 4th. And that would have been, he was president during World War I. So let's go to the next president. Let's see. What did
I will give you, you are close. Like, you're in the right ballpark. It's president number 30.
Calvin Coolidge.
There it is.
Yeah, yeah. I was about to say, if you give me the number, I'm going to get it because I know every president.
There are two presidents, two U.S. presidents that actually died on July 4th, 1826.
Oh, I do know that. That's, isn't that Thomas Jefferson and is it John Adams?
Very good.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm impressed. let's see. During World War II, where was the Declaration of Independence stored?
Ooh, that's a good question. I mean, was it underground somewhere?
May have been.
Gosh.
It was at a notable fort.
Oh, it was at a notable fort. During World War II. I mean, gosh, I'm sure I've heard the name of the fort, but I don't think I know
it. It was Fort Knox.
Oh, yes, I've heard of Fort Knox, obviously.
Yeah.
Wouldn't have guessed that.
All right. And make it an easy one. Who has the largest signature on the Declaration of Independence?
John Hancock.
Yeah, very good. All right. So,
I think I do have the ability in about 3 minutes. I think I have to start it manually, but I do have the ability to do the
in 3 minutes?
Chicago.
So, yeah. 57, that's when we're signing off today? Or at least when you're playing it, whatever?
Well, that's
what
the
are
thing,
we
yeah.
talking about right now?
The outro music. For the song that you chose,
yeah.
It will start playing at 58:50. It's 56:15 right now.
Okay, I got
so,
you.
Yeah. So we've got some time, but I just got to keep an eye on it.
All right. Okay, very good. Taking a look here at some wackier stories in the news today. A 19-year-old woman in Texas named Stacy Smith is facing charges after going too above and beyond to help out a friend. Ooh. Something that Austin would never be accused of.
You are correct.
She called 911 on Sunday, said her small child was in a car that got stolen. The kid did not exist. She was just trying to get her friend's car back, and her thinking was, so the car was stolen. Her thinking was, hey, if I tell the police that there's a missing child, they will be much more apt and, you know, helping out in the search, right?
Right.
The good news is that the idea did work. They tracked down the car after an extensive search. Of course, the bad news is that she then had to fess up and tell them to stop looking because there was no child. they arrested her for filing a false report.
Rightfully so. And then a police officer in Germany was fired for a peculiar reason. A truck overturned on a highway in the country, and the officer was assigned to secure the scene of the accident. The truck was carrying a large shipment of cheese. According to investigators, the officer drove a police minibus close to the damaged truck, opened a sliding door, and asked the employee of the salvage company working there to hand him several undamaged packages of cheese. Then he drove off with them. Each package weighed about 44 pounds, and he made off with nearly 400 pounds of cheese, keeping some for himself and others for family and friends.
Yeah, absolutely. Good news. A guy in Maryland played the lottery last week with a random set of numbers he got off of a stranger's license plate. Won $50,000 following that strategy. So
I would, if it was just a random dude's, like, man, I mean, it sucks. Because, I mean, I'm sure he's going to remember the combination that he used, but... sucks that we're not going to be able to find that guy because he does deserve some credit. And then a centenarian is someone who lives to at least 100 years yes. old. A record number of them broke a world record in Italy. 70 of them got together in one spot to break it. And amazingly, I did not write this in the script, but it's nonetheless here. Everyone survived. I'm glad to hear that. I mean, a gust of wind can kill you at that age. So I'm glad to hear that that they're doing good. But let's see. Okay, now we are 10 seconds away from this song starting. I want to see if it'll start on its own or if I've got to do it. We'll find out in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and it did not. There we go.
There it is. And we'll get it tomorrow, too.
Yes, we will. About 10 minutes before this, or 6. But here's, so, here's why it's significant.
There it is. That's why go. I wanted it.
Yep. That was a good idea, by the
way. But, yeah. So, again, programming note, coming up at 7:30, we have the Pensacola Symphony Orchestra as they are putting on their patriotic performance. That will lead right into the downtown Pensacola fireworks, which are being simulcast on Cat Country 98.7 and News Radio. Bring a radio because the fireworks are synced up to the music, so that's an added bonus there. Texter, by the way, over in Navarre letting us know that the parking lot is nearly full, so be prepared to walk. So whatever it is you're doing, wherever it is you are, have a safe and happy 4th of July. We'll see you tomorrow.